Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Victory Network Radio Station, where we're transforming the nation with the Word of God, with our host prophetess, Sherita Berry.
Yeah. to God. Glory to God. For truly, we giving God praise and we giving him glory and we giving him honor on this evening. Glory to God. I am Apostle Prophet Sherita Berry. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, I pray that everyone is having an awesome night on tonight. Glory to God. I know many around the world and around the country is watching the 2020 presidential election. Glory to God. But are you really keeping your eye on God? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Are you keeping your eye on God? In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Are you keeping your eye on God? On tonight, we're going to be talking about the prophetic, your dreams, your visions. Glory to God, the seer, glory to God. Some of the things that the Lord placed in my spirit to share with those that are emerging prophets and those that have the gift of prophecy that are stepping out according to God's purpose and according to his plan for your life in this season, glory to God. In the name of Jesus, some things that the Lord had spoke to me concerning your dreams and visions, what he wants you to pay attention to, glory to God. So we're going to go over them on today. And this is part one, but first we're going to go to another worship song, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Come on, let's worship him. Let's praise him. Let's give God the glory, and let's give him the honor, for truly, God is so awesome, y'all. God is so awesome, glory to God, and we need to worship him in spirit and in truth each and every day because he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore.
A little sad, don't have a place here, not a fish to say, but you remain the same. Worse than a pendant, I'm nothing but white noise. I only hear your voice. Light in the darkness, you are my heart's desire. Let my obsession be what you have done for me. In the end, what they need doesn't matter. I refuse to be so disappointed. Light in the heart and free. When the world is shouting,
God be the glory, to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Mm-hmm.
sometimes it's hard to believe. All these thoughts are shouting me, try to bring me to my knees. And it's overwhelming, then it circles all around. It's like everything is crashing down. Still I know when my hope is down. And it's only you and who. You say you're working everything for my good and who.
To God, all the music that you've been hearing on our broadcast is courtesy of Life Church, Pastor Greg Alcho. And for those pastors that need praise and worship music or ministry materials or leadership materials, things for the young people, house ministries, you can log on to www.open.life.church/resources. That's www.open.life.church/resources. Glory to God. And our ministry contact number, if you are in need of prayer, is 641-715-3900. That's 641-715-3900, extension 88-4230-POUND. Once again, the ministry contact number if you need a prayer is 641-715-3900, extension 88-4230. Or you can email SharitaBrayMinistries@outlook.com. That's SharitaBrayMinistries@outlook.com. You can also follow me on YouTube by going to www.youtube.com/SharitaBrayMinistries and Facebook at Sharita, the letter B as in ball, Ministries. You can also log into our website by going to www.prophetessharitabrayministries.webs.com. That's www.prophetessharitabrayministries.com. www.webs.com. Today, this part one, the prophetic, the seer, your dreams, your visions, glory to God. And I want to share with you what the Lord placed in my spirit for those that are emerging prophets and those that have the gift of prophecy, and you're stepping out according to God's purpose and plan for your life. Glory to God. We know we have tons and tons of schools of the prophets all across the United States and other countries and other regions. And I just have one thing to say for those of you all that are emerging prophets and have the gift of prophecy. No one, and I mean no one, not even me, can teach you how to prophesy. Okay? I'm going to get that out of the way. No one, not even me, not even your pastor, not another prophet, not another prophetess, not apostle, not elder, no one can teach you how to prophesy. Why? Because prophecy comes straight from God. It is God that gives you the utterance to speak. It is God that gives you the prophetic words to speak, to declare, and to decree. It is God that gives you, points you in the direction who to prophesy to, whether it's an individual, whether it's a group of people, whether it's a nation, the government. No one can teach you how to prophesy, but because prophecy, words of prophecy, comes from God. And we have so many schools of the prophets out here. I just want to let you know, because you may go to a school of prophet and you may think, oh, they're going to teach me how to prophesy. I'm sorry to say they cannot teach you how to prophesy. But what they can do is give you advice, lead and guide you in a direction that God is calling you to go into. They can tell you what not to do, how to carry yourself, how to conduct yourself. They can teach you about godly character and godly integrity, but they cannot teach you how to prophesy. They can give you some wisdom nuggets. They can give you and share with you their experience as a prophet or their experience with having to get the prophecy, what they have learned along their journey with God. They can tell you some of their testimonies or some of the mistakes that they have made, but they cannot teach you how to prophesy. Glory to God. So on today, we're going to talk about dreams, your visions. Glory to God. Those that are prophetic, you're seers. Remember, the prophet, the office of the prophet, and the gifts of prophecy is two different things. Glory to God. Those that are seers, the prophets, prophetess, glory to God. I want you to pay attention to your dreams and visions. Pay attention to the colors you see, the sounds you hear, the words you see, such as street signs, words on buildings. Pay attention to the numbers you see, such as street numbers, house numbers, numbers on buildings, or numbers that you hear in your spirit. Pay attention to the people you see around you. Pay attention to certain objects that seem to look as if they do not belong or out of place. Also, I want you to pay attention to the smells around you or smells that you come in contact with. These things are very key to what God is showing you as a prophet or those that walk, have the gift of prophecy when it comes to dreams and visions. Glory to God. Always, always be on high alert. Use the spirit of discernment. Why? Keep an eye and an ear close to God. Always, at all times, keep an eye and an ear, your spiritual eyes open, spiritual ears open. Why? Because the enemy is very cunning. Sometimes Satan will come along and manipulate your dreams. Sometimes Satan will come along and manipulate the vision that God is showing you. Why? It's because he do not want you to see or hear what God is trying to get you to see and what God is trying to get you to hear. So he'll come along and manipulate things, twist things up. He will, and different things like that, which we're going to go into. Glory to God. Remember, glory to God, keep your eye and your spiritual eyes open and your spiritual ears open to the voice of the Lord. Glory to God, to the realms of the spirit when it comes to your dreams and visions. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There are certain details that you must know when it comes to your dreams and visions. This is why I said pay attention to certain things, numbers, buildings, colors, signs, and objects that seem out of place. Some things are taught and others are learned. When it comes to the seer, when it comes to the office of the prophetic, dealing with your dreams and visions, dealing, glory to God. This is so crucial. When it comes to your dreams and visions, make sure you get you a notebook. I know sometimes we don't write stuff down there, and you know, I can testify and I can raise my hand to say, you know, not all the time I write my dreams down, not all the time I write my visions down, but I really do need to get in a gear. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But we need to write down our visions, write down our dreams, glory to God, because it's crucial. It's very, very crucial pertaining to what God is trying to get you to see and hear. And I can't stress that enough, glory to God, because when it comes to the office of the prophetic and those that are called to with the gift of prophecy, there's specific things that God needs you to see and God needs you to hear, glory to God. And God will give a clarity. He will give an understanding to the vision. He will give an understanding to your dreams. God will bring someone to interpret the dream for you or interpret a vision for you if you do not fully understand, you know, those that are merging prophets and is stepping out for the first time. And then God sometimes will give you the interpretation of the dreams and interpretation of the visions. And what Jesus said, these things come by fasting and prayer. Glory to God. So this is just part one. Glory to God. And I'm going to go over it again. Pay attention to your dreams and visions. Pay attention to colors you see, the sounds you hear, the words you see, such as street signs, words on buildings. Pay attention to numbers you see, street numbers, house numbers, numbers on buildings, and numbers you hear in your spirit. Pay attention to the people you come in contact with or the people that are around you. Pay attention to certain objects that seem to look as if they do not belong or out of place. Also, pay attention to the smells that are around you and the smells that you come in contact. These are things are so crucial and so critical specifically to whatever dream God has given you and whatever vision that he's showing you. Glory to God. I'm Apostle Prophetess Sherita Berry. Thank you for tuning in to part one, the prophetic, the seer, your dreams, your visions. Glory to God. Know that God loves you unconditionally. Know that God is a faithful God. He's a just God. He's a mighty God. And he is always, always on time. Glory to God. We're going to close out with another worship song. Glory to God. Remember, people of God, remember, if you have a prayer request, you call 641-715-3900, extension 88423-OPAL, or visit the website www.prophetessherita.webs.com. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Or you can email SheritaBrightMinistries@outlook.com. SheritaBrightMinistries@outlook.com. Be blessed.
No matter what I'm facing, when every dream I have is falling through, I won't forget. You're always for me. I can't deny your love. I can feel your heart beating now, beating deep inside my chest. Oh, tearing down every wall. You are breaking through.
You are brave. We pray you enjoyed today's broadcast. Don't forget, you can also find Sherita Berry Ministries on iHeartRadio and on Spotify. Connect with us on Facebook, Sherita Berry Ministries, or call 731-377-7770. Until our next broadcast, may God richly bless you and your family.